Well, good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to fill in this morning for you.
早上好，非常感谢会众今天有这样的机会站在这个讲台上。
Thank you also for your patience with this translated sermon, and I invite you at this time to open your Bibles to Mark chapter 9. Our reading will be Mark 9, 14 through 29.
感谢大家有耐心，我们这样英文一句、中文一句的翻译。那么，请大家翻到马可福音第九章第14到29节。这是今天上帝对我们说的话。耶稣到了门徒那里，看见有许多人围着他们，又有文士和他们辩论。众人一见耶稣，都甚稀奇，就跑上去问他的安。耶稣问他们说：“你们和他们辩论的是什么？”众人中间有一个人回答说：“夫子，我带了我的儿子到你这里来，他被哑巴鬼附着，无论在哪里，鬼捉弄他，把他摔倒，他就口中流沫，咬牙切齿，身体枯干。我请过你的门徒把鬼赶出去，他们却是不能。”耶稣说：“唉，这不幸的世代啊，我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来吧。”他们就带了他，他一见耶稣，鬼便叫他重重的抽风，倒在地上翻来覆去，口中流沫。耶稣问他父亲说：“他得这病有多少日子？”回答说：“从小的时候，鬼屡次把他扔在火里水里，要灭他。你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。”耶稣对他说：“你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。”孩子的父亲立时喊着说：“我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。”耶稣看见众人都跑上来，就斥责那污鬼说：“你这聋哑的鬼，我吩咐你从他里头出来，再不要进去。”那鬼喊叫，使孩子大大的抽了一阵风，就出来了。孩子好像死了一般，以致众人多半说他是死了。但耶稣拉着他的手，扶他起来，他就站起来了。耶稣进了屋子，门徒就暗暗地问他说：“我们为什么不能赶出他们去呢？”耶稣说：“非用祷告，这一类的鬼总不能出来。”这是今天上帝对我们说的话。
Well, in the previous section of Mark, we see the glorious transfiguration of Jesus Christ.
在马可福音的前一章，我们看到耶稣荣耀的变相。
The disciples Peter, James, and John got to see a glimpse of Jesus' heavenly divinity and glory.
使徒彼得雅各和约翰得以看见耶稣的神性和天国的荣耀。
If we were able to witness an event like this on a mountain with Jesus, no doubt we would be full of faith in the Savior.
如果我们也能见到这样荣耀光芒中的耶稣，那是何等的一种体验呢？
But in our text, Jesus comes back down the mountain into this world of ours that is filled with demons and sickness and unbelief.
然而，在我们的经文中，耶稣从山上下来，回到我们这个破碎的、充满魔鬼、疾病和不幸的世界。
And here in our messy world, we see that there are many challenges to putting our trust in Jesus.
在这个纷乱的世界里面，作为信耶稣的人，我们要面对各种各样的挑战。
The reformer John Calvin once said, "Surely, while we teach that faith ought to be certain and assured, we cannot imagine any certainty that is not tinged with doubt, or any assurance that is not assailed by some anxiety."
改教家加尔文曾经说：“诚然，当我们教导信仰一定要坚定的时候，我们很难想象任何不掺杂疑惑的肯定性，或者是任何 不受焦虑攻击的确定性。
In other words, none of us this side of heaven has perfect faith in God, but we all battle with anxiety and doubts in our faith.
换句话说，我们都在焦虑和不信当中挣扎，没有人拥有对神完美的信仰。
Here in our text, Jesus teaches us about the importance of depending upon Him.
我们今天的经文，耶稣教导我们要全心的依靠他。这是何等的重要。
He brings to life what he said in John 15 verse 5 that apart from me you can do nothing.
耶稣用今天这个鲜活的例子，这个事件证明了他在约翰福音15章第5节里说的话。
We will consider three points this morning, and the first point is the danger of self-reliance.
Sorry, I didn't translate the scripture.
Oh, I apologize.
耶稣说，因为离开了我，你们不能做什么。这是约翰福音五章，十五章五节。那么今天经文的今天呢，我们要思想三个要点。第一点是靠我们自己有多危险。
We see just like Moses in the Old Testament, who was met by an unbelieving people when he came down Mount Sinai.Jesus comes down the mountain and he sees an unbelieving people.
就像旧约里的摩西，我们看到呢，当摩西从西乃山上下来的时候，面对着他的是一群不信的以色列人。今天呢，从山上下来的耶稣见到是一群不信的人。
The disciples are arguing with the scribes because there is a boy suffering the attacks of a demon, and the disciples are unable to help them.
他的门徒呢正在跟文士争辩，为什么呢？因为这个可怜的孩子受魔鬼的攻击，在苦难和生命里挣扎，但是呢，使徒们呢帮不了他。
This boy has terrible seizures, and in this case, it is connected with a demon.
这个孩子的癫痫病发作得很厉害，这个病呢跟魔鬼有关系。
Here we see the destructive intention of Satan to torment and destroy those who are made in God's image.
我们在这里看到呢，撒旦的罪恶的企图呢，是折磨和摧毁那些按照神的形象被造的人类。
This father brought his son to Jesus' disciples for help, but they failed to help him.
这个父亲呢，把他的儿子带到基督的门徒面前呢，寻求帮助。但是他们帮不了他。
Jesus is greatly frustrated with them because of their faithlessness.
基督对使徒们的小信和不信呢，极其的沮丧。
He says to them, "How long do I have to be with you?"
他对他们说，我在你们这里要到几时呢？
Now this is not a sinful outburst like we sometimes have towards people, but this is a holy lament from Jesus.That shows his frustration at the faithlessness of the world he came into.
这不是一个有罪的怒气的爆发，像我们平常对人的那种爆发的怒气。这是神发出的神圣的哀叹，表示他对这个世界不幸的那种挫败感。
Why weren't the disciples able to cast out the demon?
使徒们为什么赶不出鬼来呢？
They were given authority over the unclean spirits earlier in Mark's gospel.
在约翰福音早一些的经文里面呢，他们已经被主赋予了对邪灵的权柄。
We learned that they were not able to perform this task because they subtly bought into the belief that since they were spiritually gifted by Jesus, they could handle situations like this on their own.
我们知道呢，他们之所以没有办法完成这项工作呢，赶鬼的工作呢，是因为他们自以为是，以为自己有了神的属灵的恩赐，完全可以靠自己来应付各种局面。
They had forgotten the words of Jesus that apart from me, you can do nothing.
他们忘了耶稣的话，离了我，你们不能做什么。
We too can fall into a similar trap of thinking that we are sufficient in ourselves to handle things that come up in the home, at church or even in society.
我们也会落入同样的陷阱，认为我们足以应付家里、教会和社会的各种事物。
If we are honest, we don't always see the value of spiritual disciplines like fasting or prayer.
我们总是看不到遵守属灵的纪律、养成属灵习惯的价值，就是禁食祷告的价值。
We can wake up and immediately begin all of our daily tasks without seeking God's face.
我们可以一觉醒来，马上投入工作，而不需要先寻求神的面。
Even in our worship on Sundays, we could come to this place without a prayerful heart, thinking that we don't really need God's help to worship Him as we ought.
我们也可以在主日的敬拜里面，我们也可以呢，也可以人来到现场，心不在这里，没有一颗祷告的心，我们自以为没有神，我们也可以敬拜他。
Our self-reliance reveals the unbelief of our hearts.
我们自我依靠，我们的自我依靠显明了我们的不幸。
When our days are marked by our relying on ourselves alone, we are subtly confessing that we don't need God's help.
当我们把自己的生活打上依靠自己的标签，我们就会自作聪明，承认我们不需要神的帮助。
We learn in this text that we are powerless apart from Jesus Christ.
从这段经文呢，我们知道呢，我们离开了基督，我们毫无能力。
It is not until God strips us of our self-reliance and our trust in men that we are brought to the point of relying on Christ alone.
只有当神剥下我们自我依靠和依靠某某人的外衣，我们才会被推到单单依靠基督的份上。
And this is what we see in the second movement of our text. We see a father who is helpless to fix a situation on his own. So he asks Jesus for help.
所以呢，我们就来到我们今天的经文的第二个要点，就是我们看到一个无法自己解决问题的父亲，把他的孩子领到主的面前寻求帮助。
Here under point two, we see the reality of doubt.
那么在第二点里呢，我们会看到一个残酷的现实，就是你怀疑主的现实。
Jesus now shifts his attention to a struggling parent who is trying to get care for his helpless son.
耶稣呢，转向这位挣扎中的父亲，他在为自己的儿子寻求医治。
This father had initial faith in bringing his son to Jesus' disciples for help, but his faith was shaken when they couldn't heal him.
这个父亲呢，起初呢，他是有信心的，才把孩子带到使徒们的面前寻求医治。但当他们无法治疗他的时候呢，这个父亲的信心呢，动摇了。
Right after the son is brought to Jesus, the son has another episode.
那么正当呢，这个儿子被带到耶稣面前的时候呢，他的病呢，又疯狂地发作了。
And this no doubt intensifies the issue that is going on before his eyes.
那么呢，这个场景呢，无疑呢，加剧了这一切发生在他眼前的事情。
Do you know what it is like to see your child go through a difficult health trial?
你能够想象看到自己的孩子经历病痛的感受吗？作为父母的感受吗？
When we see our children suffer, anxiety and worry begins to grip our hearts, and we wonder if everything is going to be okay.
当我们看到自己的孩子经历痛苦的时候，我们就被焦虑和不安抓住了。我们想知道到底这场灾难能不能够过去。
This health problem has been going on since childhood, and this evil demon has sought to destroy this boy, leading him to the fire and into water.
这个男孩子，他的这个病呢，是打小就有的。这个罪恶的魔鬼呢，要毁掉这个孩子，要把他推进水火之中。
And we are reminded of the purposes of Satan to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
那么约翰福音呢，提醒我们撒旦的目标呢，是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
The Father says something to Jesus that is understandable. If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.
这位父亲呢，他说了一句在这个情况下此情此景下我们可以理解的话。他说，你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
He has seen the disciples fail in their efforts, and so doubts have crept in concerning whether or not Jesus can truly help him.
他已经看到了耶稣的使徒们的努力都失败了，所以他的疑虑呢就蔓延到他甚至担心耶稣是否能够医治帮助他。
And we can sympathize with this man.
我们呢要同情这个男人。
We sometimes come to Jesus when our lives are out of control.
当我们人生失控的时候呢，我们也会这样。
Maybe we have tried the solutions of the world and they have left us still hurting.
那么呢，可能呢，我们多半是已经尝试了各种各样解决的方法。
And so we come to Jesus wondering if he can truly help us.
那么所以呢，我们才来到基督的面前，想看看他能不能行。
Again, as Christians, our faith is mixed with doubts and with worries.
作为基督徒呢，我们的信心呢，往往呢都掺杂了怀疑和忧虑。
And Jesus summons this Father, and he summons us to greater trust in him.
耶稣呢呼唤这位父亲，他也呼唤我们，要我们相信他，要我们相信他更多。
And he says in verse 23, all things are possible for one who believes.
耶稣在23节里说，你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。
Jesus tells this man, it's not a question of ability on Jesus' end, but of faith on the Father's end.
耶稣告诉我们，告诉这个人，这位父亲，问题不在耶稣这边。不在于他是否有能力，而在于这位父亲他是否真的相信。
Jesus is able to help the boy, but does the father believe this?
耶稣当然能帮这个孩子，但是他的父亲信吗？
Now this text doesn't mean that we have limitless power to overcome all the obstacles in our lives if we just have enough faith.
然而呢，这段经文呢，不是在告诉我们我们只要有足够的信心，我们就有无限的能力，可以克服我们人生中所有的障碍。
God has not promised us an improvement of all of our circumstances, but of sufficient grace in all of our trials.
神没有说要改善我们人生的所有的境遇，而是应许我们在我们的试炼中有他的恩典。
But we must not fall into thinking that Christ doesn't want to help us at all.
那么同时呢，我们也不要落入到另一种思维，一种错误的思维，就是基督根本就不想帮我们。
The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxieties upon the Lord because he cares for you.
那么圣经里呢，彼得前书5:7说，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
And so we are to pray with faith, trusting that God will hear our prayers and answer them according to his perfect will because he cares for us.
我们应该靠着我们的信心祷告，相信神必听见，而且按照他完美的旨意回应我们，因为他爱我们。
Our Heidelberg Catechism asks this beautiful question in 117, how does God want us to pray so that he will listen to us?
我们的海德堡要理问答第117问就问了这样一个美丽的问题。
The answer,
上帝悦纳什么样的祷告呢？
The answer is, first we must pray from the heart to no other than the one true God who has revealed himself to us in his word,asking for everything that he has commanded us to ask of him.
第一，我们必须发自内心的 指向在圣经中向我们启示他自己的独一的真神上帝 祈求，为了他吩咐我们所祈求的一切祷告。
Second, we must fully recognize our need and misery so that we humble ourselves in God's majestic presence.
第二，我们必须真正彻底认识到我们的 需要和悲惨，好在他神圣威严面前深深地谦卑我们自己。
Third, we must rest on this unshakable foundation. Even though we do not deserve it, God will surely listen to our prayer because of Christ our Lord, as he has promised us in his word.
第三，我们必须确信，虽然我们不配，他必因我们主基督的缘故听允我们的祷告，正如他在圣经中所应许我们的。
And so we are called to pray with humility and with confidence because God cares about his children and is able to help us in our time of need.
所以神呼召我们以谦卑的心坚定的祷告，因为神爱他的孩子。
The Father in our text says, I believe, but help my unbelief.
这位父亲说，我信，但我信不足，求主帮助我。
In other words, he is saying, I trust you, Jesus, but please help me to trust you even more.
换句话说，他说，我信你，耶稣，请你给我信，让我信更多。
In these words, the Father is repenting of his lack of trust in Christ's power, and he's asking Jesus to increase his faith.
在这些话语中呢，这位父亲实际上是在认罪，在悔改，他对耶稣基督缺乏信心，并且要求基督加增他的信心。
We also need to ask the Lord to forgive us for our lack of trust in God's love and ask him to increase our faith.
我们也应该要求神宽恕我们对他的爱缺乏信心，求他加增我们的信心。
The truth is, until we reach heaven, unbelief will always be in our hearts to a degree. And so this is a prayer that we can always keep on our lips as we face difficulties of various kinds.
事实上呢，我们在到达天国之前，走完天路之前，我们的心里都有不同程度的不幸。正因为如此，我们应该总是把祷告挂在我们的嘴唇上，特别是面临各种难处的时候。
Whatever situation you are going through today, you can echo the prayer of this father, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.
不管你今天经历什么状况，你都应该这样祷告，说主啊，我信你，但我信不足，求主帮助我。
For example, you can pray, God, I believe that you can save my family member, help me not to doubt your love.
你可以这样说，神啊，我相信你能拯救我的家人，求你帮助我，不要怀疑你的爱。
God, I believe that you could grow your church in this divided world. Help my unbelief.
神啊，我相信在这个纷乱的世界里，你能够兴旺你的教会，求你帮助我这不信的人。
God, I believe that you can carry me through this difficult health trial that I'm going through. Help my unbelief.
父啊，我相信你能够带我度过这个疾病的试炼，求主帮助我这不信的人。
God, I believe that you could help me overcome this temptation in my life. Help my unbelief.
神啊，我相信你必帮助我克服这个试探，帮助我这不信的人。
And we see in our text that Christ meets us in our weakness.
我们呢，在今天的经文里，我们看到我们在软弱和无助中，基督和我们在一起。
And this is our third point, the power of God in our weakness.
这就是我们今天的第三个要点，就是神的大能和我们的软弱。
Notice Jesus simply commands the unclean spirit, and by his word, it leaves the boy, never permitted to enter him again.
基督用简简单单的命令这个巫灵，让他离开这个孩子， 永不要再回到他的身上。
In the Gospel of Mark, we see that there is power in the words of Jesus.
在马可福音中，我们看到耶稣的话带有能力。
By his word, storms are calmed, sins are forgiven, and demons flee.
凭着他的话，风暴止息，罪得赦免，魔鬼奔逃。
Jesus possesses power over the unclean spirits, over sickness, and even over creation because he is God in human flesh who has come down to save.
基督对邪灵、对疾病和被造物拥有无上的全能，因为他是神，道成肉身的神，来到这个地上救赎的神。
Before the demon flees, the evil spirit deals one final attack against the boy and leaves him as good as dead.
在巫鬼逃离之前，他对男孩做出最后的一击，让他像死了一样。
But like Jairus's daughter in Mark chapter 5, Jesus takes the boy by the hand and he lifts him up to newness of life, and the boy is restored.
就像雅鲁的女儿在马太福音马可福音五章里的一样，基督耶稣拉着她的手扶她起来，就给了她新的生命，她就站起来了。
See, in our text, we see Jesus descend the place of glory to rescue a helpless child who has been in bondage to Satan, and by his grace, he gives him new life, and then he summons the people to trust him.
在我们今天的经文里呢，耶稣从荣耀的高山上降临，救治一个无助的被撒旦捆绑的孩子，而因着他的恩典和大能，耶稣赋予了他新的生命，同时耶稣呼吁人们信靠他。
See, in the movement of this text, we see the gospel of God's grace and the saving purposes of God towards us who believe.
在接下来的经文里，我们看到神恩典的福音和神救赎的目标，救赎我们这些信他的人。
For us, the Son of God left the glories of heaven and came into this world to save those who were in bondage to sin and to Satan.
对我们来说，神的儿子离开天国的荣耀，进入到这个世界里，来救赎我们这些被罪和撒旦捆绑的人。
Apart from Christ, we too were children of wrath, dead in our trespasses and sins, and blinded in our unbelief, according to God's word.
没有基督，我们还是可怒之子，我们在过犯和罪中死了，我们因为不信，我们的眼睛也是瞎的。
But the Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians 2, But God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses and sin, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
然而保罗在以弗所书第二章里说，神既然有丰富的恩典，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救是本乎恩。
We were once in bondage to sin, but Christ set us free.
我们曾经被罪捆绑，但基督释放了我们。
We were once dead in sin, but the Lord had compassion on us. He took us by the hand, and he raised us to newness of life.
我们曾经在罪中死了，但是主怜悯我们，他拉着我们的手，扶我们起来，给我们新的生命。
And Jesus did this for us on account of his own death and resurrection.
基督这么做，是因着他自身的死和复活。
He was led to the cross for our sakes, and he died at the hand of his enemies for our sins, but he was raised on the third day for our right standing with God.
基督被带上十字架是为了我们的缘故，他死在仇敌的手里是为了我们的罪，他第三天从死里复活是为我们 在父神面前的站立和称义。
On account of his death and resurrection, he is able to give us new life today.
因着他的死和复活，他现在赋予我们新的生命。
And now he calls us to humbly trust him for all things.
现在耶稣呼召我们，要我们在一切事物中，在我们的生活中谦卑地信靠他。
This is our concluding point, the call to depend upon God.
这是我们最后的结束语，就是神对我们的呼召，依靠那位上帝。
Notice after the dust settles from this event, the disciples ask for a private meeting with Jesus to figure out what went wrong.
在这些事情尘埃落定之后，使徒们在私下问耶稣，哪儿出了问题？
You see, failure is a good teacher in this life if we are humble enough to learn from our failures.
在生活中，如果我们足够谦卑，能够去看我们的失败，我们就能从失败里面找到好的老师。
Here Jesus uses this situation as an opportunity to teach his disciples about the need to depend upon God through prayer.
在这里呢，耶稣呢，借着这个事件，这样一个机会，教导他们需要通过祷告来依靠神。
They couldn't cast out the demon because of prayerlessness.
他们无法赶出魔鬼是因为没有祷告。
Again, they subtly started to trust in their own abilities and no longer in the power of Christ.
再者，他们以为可以依靠自己的能力，而无需依赖基督的大能。
One of the chief ways that we guard against this pitfall is by being steadfast in prayer.
一个避免这个错误的主要的方法是坚定的、恒久的祷告。
One theologian wrote this: prayer is an expression of submission to God and dependence upon Him.
有一位神学家这样写道：祷告是顺服神、依靠神的表现。
The things you pray about are the things you trust God to handle.
你祷告的事情就是你要交托、相信神的事情。
The things you neglect to pray about are the things you trust you can handle on your own.
那些你忽视而没有祷告的事情，就是你相信自己可以应付的事情。
See, the disciples were trying to handle the demon in their own strength instead of relying on Christ.
耶稣的使徒们想靠着自己的力量应付、对付魔鬼，而不是依靠基督。
And Jesus is telling them, you lacked power in your task because you failed to rely on God.
然而耶稣则告诉他们，你们在生活中缺乏能力，在工作中缺乏大能，因为你们没有依靠神。
And these are words we can resonate with today.
这是我们今天可以反复思考的问题。
What are those areas in your life that you think you could handle on your own?
我们的生活中有什么可以靠自己应付的？
Maybe it is your health or your work or your relationships or even your Christian faith.
是你的健康吗？是你的工作吗？是你的人际关系吗？还是你的信仰？
Having confidence in this life is important, but the Bible tells us our confidence is to be found in Christ.
有信心很重要，但是这个世界就这个问题的教导跟我们正好相反。
Paul writes in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
保罗在腓立比书四章里写道，我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
And then he calls us in Ephesians 6:10 to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might.
然后呢，他在以弗所书六章里又号召我们，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能，做刚强的人。
And so, beloved, this is God's will for you and for me as we go about our labors in the home, in the church, in the workplace, at school, that we abide in Christ through prayer.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是神给你，也是给我的旨意， 让我们在一切的工作和服事中，在家里，在教会，在职场，在学校，我们都要透过祷告时刻住在耶稣基督里。
Because when we pray and we put our tasks and our worries and our duties in Christ's hands, we find his power abounds toward us.
因为当我们祷告，把我们的重担，我们的忧虑，把我们生活的责任放在基督手里，我们就会发现他的大能充充满满地加给我们。
As we confess in our Heidelberg Catechism, neither our care and work nor your gifts can do us any good without God's blessing.
正如我们在海德堡要理问答中承认的，若没有你的赐福，不论是我们的管理和劳作，还是你所赐的恩赐本身，都不与我们有益。
And so as we think about this text, do you find that you are like the disciples who are struggling with self-reliance?
在今天的故事里，你在哪里？你是否发现自己跟使徒一样，为依靠自己、自力更生而挣扎？
Or maybe you are more like the father in the text who trusted Christ but wrestled with doubts.
或者呢，你更像在经文中那位父亲，他相信基督，但又不断地和这个疑虑摔跤。
Either way, the call is the same today, to depend on Christ, that we might know the power of God in our lives.
不管你属于哪一种，依靠基督，这个呼召是一样的，好叫我们知道神在我们生命当中的大能。
And so I leave you with the words that Jesus said to us in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 4 and 5.
所以呢，我想把耶稣在约翰福音十五章里的话留给大家。第四节，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Amen.
Amen.
Would you pray with me?
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious God, help us to abide in Jesus Christ and to depend upon you every day of our lives. And we thank you for your power that is made perfect in all of our weakness. It's in Jesus' name that we pray.
亲爱的天父，啊，我们感谢你，为你的话语，我们感谢你。主啊，求你给我们信心，让我们啊住在耶稣基督里，让我们时刻持守祷告，为我们的生活行出你的话语。我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。阿门。
阿门。